Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osia, Gus Bradley out as the Jaguars head coach. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, Dave Caldwell addressed the media on Monday, the day after making the move at NRG Stadium in Houston. Doug Marrone announced as the interim head coach as well, and both Caldwell and Marrone will address the team for the first time on Tuesday. A difficult decision, no doubt, but the Jaguars GM understands that everybody, not just Gus Bradley, has a hand in this team's trouble.
I don't feel fortunate at all when he only won two games throughout a season. Gus is not the only man to blame here. We've had a lot of, when you find yourself in an organization where we are right now, there's a lot of blame to go around, including myself. And talking with Shad, I know that we've talked about at length about what we need to do to correct this. And I think looking at this and looking at all facets of our organization, from the football department to our scouting department to our coaching staff, I believe we're going to fix anything that's been wrong.
All right, guys, let's get to it. Doug Marrone, the interim head coach the next couple of weeks. What can he get accomplished over that time?
Well, that's always the question. When you have an interim guy, be it 2 weeks, be it 5 weeks, like Mel Tucker back in 2011, what realistically can happen? You can stay the course. You can maybe get a little more a boost, I guess, and get a couple of wins. But realistically, the clock will start when there's a new head coach in place, and that's when you'll see the energy, the mood, the decisions, all the structure really take place. For right now, maybe build some momentum, get a little confidence going. Other than that, Brian, not really anything long-term to happen.
No, but he can instill an edge, and that's one thing that's been missing around here. Tom Coughlin said back in 1996 that football is a game of anger. He wanted his players on edge. I think it's fair to say we haven't seen much of an edge in Jacksonville in recent years. That wasn't Gus Bradley's overriding philosophy or style. Doug comes from the Bill Parcells school, so I would imagine that we could see a little foretaste of what an edge might take.
Starts with the quarterback, too. Blake Bortles is going to play in the last couple of weeks of this season, according to Marrone, and Dave Caldwell is a fan of that as well. But the question is that the right decision?
I'll interrupt you here, because I know you're going to say no. I'm looking for some reason to keep Blake in the lineup. I guess the only – well, it's tough, and I know
Real
you're
tough.
Wanting
yeah,
Henny.
Yeah, I got a lot
or,
to say. Hurry
so
up.
So the reason you don't is that you're still holding on to him being the guy, and there will be a decision when Dave Caldwell and the next head coach sit down and start going through this. Perhaps you want Blake to be the starter when that conversation happens. Beyond that, Brian, go.
It's a 53-man roster, and we're talking about one guy. So we're evaluating the entire roster based on one guy who's ineffective right now. Stood in the end zone yesterday with 2:50 left to play. They had three timeouts. They got a first down at their own 45 and needed about 17 yards for a field goal attempt to win the ball game. I had no confidence that he would get it done, and he did not. Enough said. I want to see the rest of my roster. Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, my offensive line. I need to see more from them. We'll look at the quarterback. We're not going to solve him now. We'll solve him in the offseason. Right now, I want a full look so that everyone will see what I've got so that I can show it to coaches. I say it's the wrong decision.
All right, guys. The last 3 years has been Dave and Gus, Dave and Gus. Well, the Gus part of that is now gone, so the focus is squarely on Dave Caldwell and moving this thing forward now.
Well, it's not only the focus, but the pressure's on, because second head coach, clearly this is the one he has to get right. And you wonder how the process in his mind is going to play out, what he's looking for, what he needs out of that coach, how much Bortles is going to play into it, because I think it's going to be a big deal in the decision. I think the next 3 weeks on that front will be fascinating, and I don't think we have any idea how it's going to play out.
The heat has been on Gus now for any number of weeks, really for most of this year, because we talked about him needing to win to keep his job. Now it's squarely on Dave, and Dave, unlike Gus, who now is done, Dave has to, in the face of this adversity, if you want to call it that, go through a process and make a good decision. All eyes are now on Dave.
Fascinating thing today about the press conference was not absolutely committed to Bortles, what Dave said, still believes in him,
sure,
but there's no mandate. So that discussion, that come to meeting, if you will, with the new head coach is a storyline to watch.
There cannot be a mandate. You limit yourself unnecessarily, needlessly, if you say, I only want to talk to coaches who like my quarterback, because his record is 10-26. I don't think that works.
Nope. Interesting couple of weeks ahead, and boy, the weeks after that, even more interesting to follow as well. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.